You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're not going to try to rip anybody, okay? Because everybody has their own opinions. And opinions matter, and we like to think that our opinions matter. Some people, they matter. Some people, they don't. Quarterback situations in the SEC. Our good friend Connor O'Gara, who does a fantastic job at Saturday Down South, ranked Tennessee's. And I thought this might surprise Caleb at our 3:45 a.m. production meeting. So I said, where do you think they are? And he said, probably top three. And I said, no. He said, probably top five. I said, no. He said, top eight. I said, no. He said, top 10. I said, barely. Number nine. Here's what Connor O'Gara has to think of Tennessee. I need Tennessee fans to hear this. I'm all in on Nico Iamaleava. If this were a ranking of just SEC quarterbacks entering 2024, he'd probably be six or seven, which is saying something in a league that returns five quarterbacks who started in New Year's six bowls. But it's not. Instead, it's a ranking of quarterback situations, and Tennessee's quarterback situation leaves something to be desired. Gaston Moore looked great in the spring game, and I get that he's entering year five in Josh Heupel's offense, one at UCF for Tennessee. He's also a former walk-on with four career passes versus Power Five competition. Impressive spring game showings don't necessarily raise that. Amen to the second half of what Connor O'Gara wrote there. However, I do think Gaston Moore is a nice little luxury to have in case something were to happen to Nico. And then I think Merklinger is the other factor that wasn't mentioned in here. He is a highly regarded guy that if Tennessee had a game on Saturday, Moore might be the second stringer. But if Tennessee has a game in September, which they do, Jake Merklinger is going to be the backup. Okay. That's what's going to happen. And so I think Gaston Moore, his showing in the orange and white game is just that. It's neat. That was his Super Bowl, but it's going to be Merklinger if something happens to Iamaleava. Before we get into that a little bit deeper, but then I want to talk about the quarterback rooms in the SEC that are better than Tennessee. Caleb?
Yeah, so let's go down the list real quick, and I'm just going to say it. Okay, so I actually have no problem with number one. Texas should be number one. Quinn Ewers, Arch Manning. I mean, who's really going to say that they shouldn't be number one?
I'm going to go ahead and tell you I have no problem with anybody returning a starter from last year, which would be five teams.
Oh, I'm not going there, and I'll tell you why. Alabama has no business at number two. I don't care what you guys think about Jalen Milroe. He is not a fit for Kalen DeBoer's offense. This is not a good match.
I know where you're coming from. And at the end of September, I think that we will completely agree that Nico is far better than Jalen Milroe. But if I were doing this list, I would have the five guys with full-timer returning starters as my first five. That would be me, personally.
But you're leaving out – it's not just about him being a returning starter. He's not a returning starter in this system. I mean, I'm going with this. I don't think Jalen Milroe, people think, and Dave, you know this more than I do. You know, one of the most common mistakes people make about football, They think if a coach runs a spread offense that automatically the mobile quarterback is a better fit for the system. You ever notice that?
Yes. It's not the same thing.
Not the same thing. Michael Penix was a pocket passer. He wasn't that athletic. And
Michael Penix is Warren Moon. Redone over and over. They just happen to be African-American, but they both throw from the pocket. Troy Aikman type, if you want to use that comparison. They're not going to run around and beat you.
Right, exactly. Jalen Milroe, and they will go through their progressions. Jalen Milroe is a first read and run guy. Period, end of story. That's all he is. And Saban tweaked the offense for him last year. But yeah, so I would not have Alabama. But I'm fine with Texas. I'm fine with Georgia. I'm fine with Ole Miss. I agree with you. I'm not fine with Texas A&M because, like, they had issues last year. I get they got a new coach, but, and the one without a returning starter that I'm fine with is, I will say I'm fine with LSU because Garrett Nussmeier is so sound. Everything I've heard is he's their Nico, basically.
Okay.
I mean, people say he's going to be better than Jaden Daniels.
So I would have Tennessee at sixth. I think that I would have the five guys with starters above. I would have Alabama at number five. I think that if I re-rank these things, and maybe we should. I mean, maybe instead of a power ranking, we do a quarterback ranking. That's not the worst idea in the world, Caleb. I'm curious what you think about that as the season rolls on. Because I think Tennessee starts in the top third of the pack. Most would agree. Do they go deeper than that? I believe they do, but Caleb, we don't know for sure until we get into late September or on October.
Yeah, I agree, but I mean that's what the offseason's for, is to talk about this stuff. And I do think that you're right. We won't know until I think we'll know. Look, with Nico, we're going to know. People who cover Tennessee already know. Casual Tennessee fans will know by week two after NC State. The nation's going to know about Nico after Oklahoma. Dave, I told Jimmy this last week. You probably remember it. Do you remember the 95 Tennessee-Arkansas game where Peyton Manning lit up Arkansas? And that got the nation talking about Peyton Manning? That's going to happen when Tennessee plays Oklahoma this year. I think Josh Heupel, at the end of September, with all eyes on Tennessee-Oklahoma, because I think that's the only marquee game that weekend, he's going to want to light up Oklahoma because of what they did to him. And he wants Nico to burst out into a star. I'm telling you right now, after Tennessee, Oklahoma in September, the entire nation is going to be talking about Nico as the Heisman candidate and the Heisman frontrunner.
Okay, so I would have Tennessee six behind five starters. In other words, I've got them the top quarterback room that doesn't have a defined starter. You would have Tennessee where?
Of top quarterback rooms that without a defined starter, I would actually have.
No. With you can include with a defined starter. So if you
want with a defined starter,
when you give Jalen Milroe the big middle finger, you can do that.
I got them fifth. I've got Ole Miss, Georgia, Texas ahead of them, and then one team without a defined starter, returning starter, LSU. I've got them ahead of Tennessee too. I don't have Garrett Nussmeier ahead of Nico. I will say that, but. I would say I have AJ Swan ahead of Jake Merklinger. So that
good post about Amaro. I do not fear the Oklahoma game for some reason. I don't either. I just think Tennessee's going to win that game. I don't know why. Maybe we'll get into games that you fear.
Because Josh Heupel is going to do what Eli Drinkwitz did to Tennessee last year. He's going to do everything he can to light up Oklahoma.
Yeah, but let's leave them wanting more.